I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, May 13th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleas. It's been sprinkling in downtown Salt Lake City and 57 degrees.
A crash on 3100 South in West Valley. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour. We're expecting to get more answers this hour from the Orem Police Department about last weekend's officer-involved shooting, which seriously injured one woman. They have scheduled a news conference, and KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is in Orem with more.
The Orem Police Department has stayed quiet about the officer-involved shooting. They say the suspect, Sam Bencomo, drove straight at a police officer intending to kill him. However, the department has faced a lot of backlash from the family of the woman who was in the passenger seat, saying she was hit in the face with an officer's bullet and the police make no mention of her or her injuries. They've criticized the department for not even mentioning the shooting in their probable cause statement.
The suspect, Sam Bencomo, was booked for attempted murder of an officer. Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio this afternoon for updates on this story. The Saddle Fire on the mountains above Midway has now burned 630 acres and is 15% contained. A Type 3 incident team is working the fire. Investigators say the cause of the blaze is suspicious, and a juvenile has been taken into custody in connection to several recent fires in the area.
The coronavirus, the Utah response, special coverage on Utah's new news.
COVID-19 restrictions are causing state tax revenues to plummet and may force lawmakers to call another special session. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Some of the hardest hit include arts and entertainment, retail clothing, and accommodations. All of those are down more than 40%. Even with so many revenue sources trending down, State Senator Todd Weiler says the state has plenty of options.
We've been paying cash for things like college buildings and for road projects and for the state prison, things that we could bond for.
The fiscal 2021 budget starts on July 1st, and legislative leaders know that they'll be hit hard. UtahPolicy.com is predicting upwards of $2 billion, which is around 10% of next year's budget. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Grand County will have to cut up to 30% of its budget due to a lack of tax revenue.
With no tourists and very few expected in the next few months, Grand County Council Administrator Chris Baird says they've got tough decisions to make, as most of their revenue comes from tourism tax dollars.
The local residents only account for about a third of our sales and use tax revenues.
Baird says the majority of the population is reliant on jobs in the hotels and restaurants, and now they're out of work, meaning they too are unable to contribute to the tax revenue as they can't buy things. Baird hopes they can rebound somewhat by the fall. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. More than 33 million Americans so far have filed for unemployment assistance since the pandemic began. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says Congress and the White House need to continue to act to prevent long-term economic damage.
We are seeing a severe decline in economic activity and employment, and already the job gains of the last decade have been erased.
Powell says he's not thinking of slashing interest rates into negative territory, but warns that there could still be many companies filing for bankruptcy before the economy bounces back. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo touched down in Israel today for a quick 8-hour visit.
From here in Jerusalem, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slamming China's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic in a thinly veiled reference during a presser. After calling Israel a great partner for sharing information to fight the coronavirus, Pompeo added, quote, unlike some other countries that try to obfuscate and hide information. Those are the very same accusations Pompeo has repeatedly hurled at China in recent weeks, what some point out coincided with growing criticism of President Trump's own handling of the deadly virus. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Officials in Wuhan, China say they plan to test all 11 million people living there in the next 10 days. This comes after 6 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in the city after not having any new cases for a time. A man from Las Vegas has pleaded guilty bribing an FAA test examiner to guarantee he got a passing grade. Prosecutors say the 21-year-old offered the test examiner $2,500. The suspect was trying to become certified to become a commercial airline mechanic. People in Arizona now have more recreation options.
Beginning today in Arizona, gyms and swimming pools can reopen, and later this week, professional sports leagues can restart without spectators. Stay-at-home orders will expire in Arizona on Friday and won't be extended, says Governor Doug Ducey.
This is a dramatic difference from where we were, and this is the direction that we need.
The governor saying Arizonans should feel okay going out and about, but that physical distancing needs to continue. Those who can do telework should continue that, and travel should be minimal. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Coming up on KSL, if public swimming pools open in Utah in the near future, how safe will it be to take the kids to the pool? We'll get a doctor's advice and look at your new time drive.
Crews on the scene of a crash with injuries. 3100 South at 4800 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
You're listening to the radio at home, right?
KSL News Radio.
Breaking updates and Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News start at 3. And now, a limited time only, the Nightside Project is live at 6 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Kevin Eubank, listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air. Gentlemen, let's face it. Nearly 50% of men will suffer from ED and 0% want to talk about it. Well, acoustic wave therapy changes everything. Pulse Medical Clinic offers the definitive, longest-lasting acoustic wave therapy treatment you've been waiting for. At Pulse Medical Clinic, you'll get the recommended twice-a-week treatment protocol, providing you with tremendous results and at a lower price than other clinics. Acoustic wave therapy is a natural treatment with no known side effects. Everyone is looking for the fountain of youth, and acoustic wave therapy from Pulse Medical Clinic is the closest thing you'll find to restore intimacy. Don't wait. Schedule your free evaluation from a board-certified surgeon. Just like you, Pulse Medical Clinic followed the recommended safety guidelines due to COVID-19 and is now accepting limited new patients. Call 801-509-8888 to schedule your consultation and receive a 20% discount. That's 801-509-8888.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Remember, you can text us when you do spot news or you spot a traffic situation at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. Just make sure that you text us safely. We are still standing by for answers from the weekend officer-involved shooting in Orem. They have scheduled a press conference. We do have Paul Nelson there, and we'll bring you the latest when we learn more details on that officer-involved shooting. Will public swimming pools be a safe place to cool down later this summer? It's a question that will be brought up more and more as we approach Memorial Day and the summer heat. ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton has more.
I mean, nothing says summer like swimming, right? So a lot of attention on this topic right now. At this point, there is no evidence that coronavirus can be spread via pool water. Now, remember, that's water that's been treated to a certain pH with chlorine and bromine and other chemicals, different than fresh water, different than ocean water. But right now, pool water, hot tubs, no evidence that it can be transmitted that way.
The CDC is also out with new recommendations for public pools.
Now, these pertain to all aquatic environments, so swimming facilities. The first and most important thing is they're looking at the environment, and they are recommending aggressive cleaning and disinfection of all surface contact. So that means beach chairs, water fountains, doorknobs, all the hot spots that we've been talking about in our home and work environment. They also recommend restricting the number of people that are in and around the pool, and they're recommending even steps like changing the layout around the pool to maximize social distancing, because even though you're outside most of the time, that does play a big role.
Dr. Ashton says it basically comes down to the risk versus the reward when pools reopen.
And I think if you look at first at the CDC recommendations for the people going in the pool, because that helps you stratify the risk, they're also recommending when you're in the pool, no mask. I mean, that may be obvious to some, but that is important. important that you keep your distance when you're in that pool. That will help lower the risk for, again, for adults or children. And also that you wash your hands. And we have to remember, there are significant benefits, especially to children using a pool. They can learn to swim during the summer. So we have to balance those with the risks, not for the child, but for their home environment as well.
Yes, and we are just getting some idea of how our summer is going to be impacted by this pandemic. Your Money News is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Boy, stocks in negative territory. The Dow down by 528 points. That's after being down by 500 points yesterday. Right now it sits at 23,236. S&P 500 down by 58 points. And the NASDAQ, it's off by 194 points. That's more than 2 percentage points there. Let's take a look at your drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And Ricky Meese, give us some good news. Oh, wait, you can't give us good news. You've got emergency traffic.
I sure do, I'm afraid.
I wanted to block it out, Ricky. I'm sorry.
I'm right there with you, but I'm afraid those in Davis County cannot. This is a crash with injuries. It may involve multiple vehicles, but this is southbound I-15 right about Parrish Lane in Centerville. Right lanes are blocked, and that's causing stop-and-go delays. Now, even though delays don't reach back that far, it's taking a while to get around it. So as you're passing the Highway 89 split, be prepared to merge over into the center and left lanes of traffic in order to get around this crash at Centerville. We also have a crash with injuries reported 4800 West at 3100 South. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Nothing like going into denial. And the forecast much cooler today. Let's get the very latest with Grant Wayman.
Afternoon warm-up with a little bit of clearing up to 69. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 56 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news. Many teens are disappointed this year because they can't attend prom, but one family in East Mill Creek held their own prom for their graduating senior. We're going to go in-depth on that coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's all-day companion for news.
Deseret Book is grateful to be able to open our doors to you with appropriate safety policies in place. And the new General Conference Addresses Journal Editions are in stock. This journal has all the text of the April General Conference addresses in one spiral-bound paperback. Record your impressions and document insights you receive as you study these memorable conference talks. All stores are still offering curbside pickup. And remember that DeseretBook.com is, of course, always open.
New at Deseret Book, The Divine Gift of Forgiveness by Elder Neil L. Anderson. In his new book, Elder Anderson writes especially to those who are awakening unto God, those who are beginning to discover, as well as all those who seek the divine gifts of repentance and forgiveness in their lives, relying on dozens of true stories along with important doctrine taught in scriptures. This book is a must-have for every home. The Divine Gift of Forgiveness is available now at DeseretBook.com and Deseret Bookshelf.
Looking for an incredible way to bring a little more normal into your world? How about social distancing and wide open fresh air with endless trails and incredible scenery for miles? That's Ruby's Inn. Not only will you experience one of the greatest places closest to Bryce Canyon, but the prices are back like they were 20 years ago. This is your year to visit Ruby's in Bryce. Lance?
We're a family owned and operated business and have been for over 100 years. We're a close-knit community of friends and neighbors, making up this great town, employing over 500 people, and we're so excited to reopen and share our slice of paradise with you. We've got open spaces. We're surrounded by the beauty of Bryce Canyon National Park. We have something for everybody. Campgrounds with all the amenities, full hookups, free Wi-Fi, hiking, biking, horse and ATV trails, and our staff has had plenty of time to tidy up and make sure your stay is completely safe.
And what else do you have?
We've got a general store and restaurants, but you can dine in safely or you can carry out.
For rates and more, visit rubiesinn.com. rubiesinn.com.
Have you lost your job or income because of the coronavirus pandemic? Many Utah families are struggling to feed their family or pay rent right now. Don't let not having health insurance add to your worries. Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP, may be able to help. Medicaid and CHIP offer low-cost or free health insurance for you and your family. Once enrolled, you can get doctor visits, immunizations, prescriptions, and even hospital and emergency care. Just visit Medicaid.utah.gov to apply for health coverage today. Even though many things have changed, keeping your family safe and healthy is not. Let Medicaid and CHIP give you the peace of mind that you can get the medical and mental health care you and your family may need. Apply today for coverage at Medicaid.utah.gov or call 211 to be connected to free help. This public service announcement is sponsored by Utah's Medicaid health plans in conjunction with the Utah Department of Health.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Orem Police Department gives more answers about what happened before an officer opened fire on a woman who reportedly tried to kill him. The department has been criticized for being too tight-lipped about it. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Saddle Fire on the mountains above Midway has now burned 630 acres and is 15% contained. Investigators say the blaze is suspicious and a juvenile has been taken into custody in connection to several recent fires in the area. Third is look at your noontime drive sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And we do have an emergency traffic situation.
This is for Davis County drivers. A crash with injuries that may involve multiple vehicles southbound I-15 Parish Lane in Centerville. A right lane is blocked as well as the exit ramp. It is causing delays back to Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Afternoon clearing, temperatures around 69. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Light rain, 57 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Striking a balance without seeing a spike in coronavirus cases, that's the challenge as every state is facing as it reopens. Florida, one of the early states to loosen restrictions, is now seeing a rise in deaths.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis holding an update on the state's efforts against COVID-19, largely focusing on long-term care facilities and nursing homes. Not mentioning data from the state's health department that shows three of Florida's deadliest days during this pandemic have come since the state began reopening many businesses last week. There have been 448 deaths since May 4th when the state began reopening, accounting for 25% of the total number of COVID-19 deaths in the state. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
New York, the hardest hit state in America, appears to be on the downside of the mountain with deaths, hospitalizations, and new cases slowly but steadily on the decline. Governor Andrew Cuomo today says as counties begin to reopen later this week, the responsibility of continuing the decrease lies with residents, and staying open will depend on data.
If you watch those rates, you know how fast the virus is spreading. What they call the rate of transmission, the RT. So, too soon, watch the numbers, watch the measures. There is a science to this. And that has to be watched in every county.
In California, a gradual return for some businesses and counties.
Now, seven rural California counties are being given the okay to go beyond the rest of California in reopening their economies. They can allow schools and restaurants to reopen in Amador, Butte, El Dorado, Lassen, Nevada, Placer, and Shasta counties. They met criteria like no deaths in the past 14 days and control over any outbreaks in their counties.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Many teens are disappointed this year because they can't attend prom, but one family in East Mill Creek held their own prom for their graduating senior. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports their prom is also helping them heal from a devastating tragedy.
Sarah Glauser's family's no stranger to tragedy. In February, her five-year-old nephew was hit and killed while riding his bike in East Mill Creek. The Skyline High School senior was devastated.
It was obviously super unexpected and really heartbreaking.
And then prom was canceled because of the coronavirus.
It's definitely sad. I mean, you kind of are looking forward to your senior prom, your whole high school experience. So when the school canceled prom, it was really sad for, I think, a lot of the seniors.
But her family had an idea. Why not hold their own prom for Sarah? Her 8-year-old nephew, James, asked her to be his date.
He asked me that day, and I had no idea. So it was a fun surprise, and getting ready was super exciting. I had no idea that my whole family was going to be there, and they had all gotten ready themselves. So everyone was dressed up.
And little James pulled out all the stops.
He picked me up, and we went into the car. He had a driver, and then we went up to the canyon and went on a little drive. We took pictures up there, and then we came back, and my whole family was dressed up and ready, and we had a really fun dinner. We had Crown Burger, very fancy. And then we just went into the backyard and we had the dance and everyone was dancing and have a good time. And then we had a fire pit and we were able to roast s'mores. And then I went to James's house and we watched Star Wars.
Sarah says this was a healing prom. It was the first time everyone could be happy together since her other nephew's death.
I think the best part was just being able to see James's parents being happy, my brother and his wife. Their little family unit was just having so much fun. And I think it just gave us all hope for me and my family that we can be happy again and enjoy ourselves.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Sarah Glauser will be heading to the University of Utah this fall. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. We actually do have an emergency traffic situation that is underway right now. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. What's happening, Ricky?
It's a crash with injuries southbound I-15 at Centerville by Parish Lane at the exit ramp. The exit ramp and the right lane all blocked to traffic with a lot of emergency crews. This crash with injuries may involve multiple vehicles. Right now, with traffic getting through in the center and left lanes, you do have delays stacking to the very back of Centerville and almost to the Farmington line. If you want to avoid it, you've got to try to switch off. I'm not sure if you can make Legacy at this point if you do so at Farmington, or Highway 89 are your better options, even Redwood Road, but you definitely have 20 to 30 minutes of solid slowdowns coming in from Davis County. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways look good. Cleanup continues on an injury accident, 4800 West, 3100 South. At University of Utah Health, they take care of you like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Clearing. Temperatures topping out about 69. Tomorrow, more clouds, scattered rain showers in 71. And then a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. The high that day, 70 degrees. It's going to warm up again for the weekend. Sunny skies on Saturday. We're up to 76. More sun mixed with a few clouds on Sunday. It's warm that day, up to 84. It's going to stay warm on Monday, partly cloudy, 82. And then warm Tuesday. Mix of sun and clouds. We're up to 78. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. We